With 240 days till the Democratic National Convention is hosted in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Police Department told their plans for security to the Common Council's Public Safety and Health Committee on Thursday. WUWM's Olivia Richardson has a story about how police departments are gearing up.
Milwaukee Police Department Chief of Staff Nick DeCioto says that they will be able to adequately staff districts during the DNC. When asked what adequate entails, DeCioto says that out of MPD's 1,800 officers, 1,200 police will be covering the convention. Still, he says, they will have enough coverage to ensure that districts in Milwaukee are monitored.
Generally speaking, the other districts will largely be at minimum staffing levels because we'll be stretched thin.
In other words, DeCioto says they'll have no problem responding to calls. That didn't stop the questions, though. Council members wanted to know how 600 police officers not assigned to the convention could cover seven districts. DeCioto explains MPD will be partnering with around 150 law agencies outside of Milwaukee. Those officers will primarily fulfill security while MPD handles arrests.
So we've had a really impressive response both from in-state and from out-of-state because we've certainly participated in other events outside of Wisconsin, and we have those relationships.
Alderwoman Shantia Lewis asked the officers to consider training for the outside forces, as they might not be familiar with Milwaukee policing models.
So even though they may have a security function, right, there's still some things that I would say need to be put into place that they are taking some diversity, inclusion, and some trauma-informed care and knowing how to identify those types of things, because that would be very important to me.
Federal grants will cover the needed $5 million for security. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.